hopefully win an award for best name, if nothing else. The Edinburgh Comedy Awards nominee gala 2022 is later tonight at 11. Before that, Michael Spicer is waiting in the wings with our 6:30 comedy. But first, look ahead to Saturday night with John Wilson.
The architect Norman Foster shares his cultural life with me, John Wilson.
We would see the early high-rises, we would see the early work of Frank Lloyd Wright.
He talks about what's influenced his work.
Central Park in New York is absolutely inspirational. That period was alive with the work of abstract artists, jazz.
This cultural life in conversation with Norman Foster on Radio 4 continues on Saturday night at 7:15. And hear all my previous guests, including Paul McCartney, Nicole Kidman and Goldie on BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, the creator of the Room Next Door videos is thrust into the limelight, and it's excruciating. In Michael Spicer, Before Next Door.
Hello, my name is Michael Spicer. Welcome to my show. I'm here with my family in August 2019, and it's Friday night, so we're watching a film. It's a treat for the children, Pixar in pyjamas and sticky toffee popcorn. Tonight we're watching a group of anthropomorphic garden tools fighting to stop their owner from turning their lawn into a driveway. It's called Throwing in the Trowel, which doesn't really work as a pun because the phrase throwing in the towel has no significance within the context of the narrative.
Oh, are you overanalyzing the title again? No one cares.
Fine. That was my wife Roberta, played by the actor Ellie Taylor, because my real wife isn't an actor.
Oh, this is a good bit, boys. This is the bit where Sandy Shears rescues his daughter from falling in the compost bin.
How can a pair of gardening shears have a daughter? I mean, it's just nonsense.
Can you just bring the listeners up to speed and end the scene, please? You're spoiling the mood.
Right. Well, I'm still in my job as a copywriter for a kitchen worktop company, despite my new line manager, Josephine, finding out about my recently acquired internet fame. And I've posted a few more Room Next Door sketches. They continue to do well, although quite where it's all going to lead, I can't honestly say. My life is like a roller coaster at the moment.
Well, it's not really.
Sorry?
Well, it's more like the queue for a roller coaster.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Don't mention it.
Of a programme to recruit 20,000 more police officers and...
Ask them if they're new recruits. Pretend you don't know.
Are you guys new recruits? Fantastic.
Right, back to the speech.
And you're all that, everyone's learning the caution.
Back to the speech.
Do you know the caution?
Back to the speech.
You know what you have to say when you
stop spluttering like a posh motorboat and get back to the speech.
You do not have to say anything.
I wish you didn't have to say anything.
Is that right?
Okay, this is over. We're going to go to Plan B. Susan, can you hear me? Plan B, please do your thing.
You're right. Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Okay, I think that is a signal for me actively to wind up.
Time and time again.
Jeremy Corbyn has said he wants a vote.
Why are you still talking? I activated Susan.
Your phone is ringing.
Put on speaker.
Hello?
Hello, is that Michael Spicer?
Speaking.
Hello. Apologies for calling you so late in the evening. My name is Charlie Rowland. I'm the organiser of the Webbers Comedy Awards.
Oh my gosh, have I been nominated?
No.
Oh.
No. I was calling to see if you'd like to present an award.
Ah, well, yes, of course. I'd be delighted.
That's lovely to hear. Would you mind if I DM'd you a few details tomorrow so we can talk further?
Not at all.
I should point out that the nominations for this year's awards are yet to be announced. So there is always the possibility that people presenting awards could also be nominated.
Oh, right. Has that ever happened before?
No.
Oh.
Never. From my point of view, logistically, it would be a nightmare.
Right.
I shall speak to you tomorrow. Thank you again. Have a good evening.
And you...
Your first award ceremony!
Yes, that's nice.
What's wrong?
Well, it's a bit odd, isn't it? The Webbers Comedy Awards, that's a big deal. I'm not that well known, am I?
Listen, in this age of Instagram influencers and professional YouTubers, it's difficult to say who's famous and who's not.
So, I could be famous.
You could be? Yeah, who knows?
Hmm. I reckon someone famous pulled out. That's why the call was so late.
Oh, who cares? It's a prestigious award ceremony and you've been invited. That is cause for celebration. Go and get some champagne.
Well, we don't have any champagne. I'll go and get some wine.
Okay.
No, maybe not. We've both got work tomorrow. I'll go and get that share bag of chocolate buttons.
Oh, yeah, let's tear this place up. Oh, my God.
What?
I think someone's hacked into your email.
Really?
Yes, the whole office has just received an email from you saying, cake's in the kitchen, help yourselves.
I sent that.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've brought in cakes. They're in the kitchen. You can help yourself.
You've brought in cakes?
Yes.
You?
Yes. Why is this so difficult to comprehend?
Because you never bring in cakes. 9 years you've been here, you've never brought in cakes.
Not to be pedantic, but you've only been here for 6 years. How would you know what I did in the 3 years before you arrived?
Did you bring in cakes in the 3 years before I arrived?
I did not.
So what's the special occasion?
No special occasion. I had to go to Tesco on the way here this morning. I saw the cakes on display and I thought it would be nice to buy them for the office.
Right. So it's nothing to do with what happened last week when you made our managing director think you were promoting the business when in fact you were promoting yourself?
Who are you? Mrs. Recap?
Michael?
No, it's got nothing to do with that, Josephine. Why don't you go and have a cake?
No, thank you.
Right. Well, I'll go and have a cake then.
Don't be long. Remember, we've got that email campaign about the new range of Marble Effect worktops to finalise.
Whoop-de-flip-flopping-do. Oh, hello, Adam. Good morning.
Oh, Michael. Hello. Good morning. This is,
Connie,
yes. She's here, I'm just showing her the ropes.
Yes.
Oh, right. A new recruit.
Yes. Well, no, not quite. I mean, she'll be with us for a bit, but she's not. Well, I'll explain it later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, by the way, you might want to have a word with IT. I think your email's been hacked.
No, it's not. It... Well, that was notably ominous. That was our managing director, Adam, who looked even more unwilling to talk to me than usual. And then he hurried this Connie down the corridor as if he was escorting her into a police van.
Oh.
Sometimes I meet Roberta for lunch in a local park. Usually we just sit here and eat last night's leftovers. I recommend this to other married couples. It gives you a new perspective on your relationship. Kind of like going on a date night, but with less pressure and more couscous.
So you don't know what she's doing there?
Nope. But judging by Adam's sheepish eyes and sheepish mannerisms and general air of sheep, I'd say it's not going to be good news. Anyway, how about you? How was your morning?
No, dreadful. I was really looking forward to this new role, but ever since they forced me to make Alexandra redundant, it's felt like putting on a wet sock every morning.
Have you heard from Alexandra since it happened?
Not exactly, although she does keep leaving contrary comments on my Facebook posts. Like, I'll post a picture of a sunset and say something like, I don't know, lovely sunset this evening, and she'll post a comment saying, oh, I've seen lovelier.
Oh, sort of like intermediate trolling.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you ready for this meeting with Charlie tonight?
Well, I guess so. He wants to meet at the Hub Club in London where the awards are taking place.
Brilliant. Don't forget to ask if I can come. And remember, don't bring up not being nominated again. You don't want to get a reputation as being the comedy world's answer to Mariah Carey.
Okay. And the nominees for Best Male Performance in a Comedy Film are Alfie Buttons for You're Having a Laugh.
You need to project, can't hear you.
All right. Christopher Halsey Avignon for 14 Days with Enid and Arlo Bean for Disgusting Teenagers 3.
And at that point, you'll turn to the screen and watch as we play a clip from each film.
Right, got you.
And then you'll announce the winner. Now, there are two things I'd like you to do before you announce the nominees.
Okay.
First thing is to tell a couple of jokes.
Jokes?
Yes. Say some funny things. Ad lib, make the audience feel comfortable.
Jokes. Right. Okay, I mean, I guess I could...
And the second thing is to say a few complimentary words about Weber's luxury hot chocolate.
A few?
Weber's luxury hot chocolate has been a very loyal sponsor over the last 10 years. We'd like to give something back to Weber's this year by having everyone on stage say something nice about their range of hot chocolates.
That's a problem for me, Charlie, because you see, apart from being a morally objectionable idea, I think Weber's luxury hot chocolate tastes of puddles.
Like a few words about how it's your favourite.
Right.
Are you okay with that?
No.
Well,
Yes, fine. It's just, well, if we all have to say something nice about Weber's luxury hot chocolate, doesn't that throw into question our integrity as guests? I mean, if we're all seem to be endorsing the event sponsor, doesn't it render the event a little, hollow?
No.
Oh.
It won't at all.
Right. Well, when you put it like that, then I guess...
Good. See you next week.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Oh, hello. Just to let you know, we've fast-forwarded to the night of the awards ceremony. And I'm currently putting my suit on in the toilet here at work. I'll be quiet. Sorry, this toilet is so small, I keep setting off the hand dryer as I'm putting my clothes on.
Stop it!
Oh my God, I'm already fed up and I haven't even left work yet. I hate wearing suits. I hate wearing anything with buttons and sleeves. Just let me ease ungracefully into my Simon Cowell period of 50 black t-shirts and nothing else, please.
Oh, will you stop it?
Oh, God.
God, loosen up a bit. You look like you're trying to smuggle in a hat stand.
That's the third time you've told me to loosen up a bit, and if I knew how to do it, I would.
Do you recognise anyone in this room?
That's Lydia Flam. She's a TV producer. Mm. I think that's Terry Moon over there looking studiously at the gluten-free sausage rolls.
Who's Terry Moon?
Oh, you know that BBC One sitcom Too Many Flutes about the divorced orchestral flautist? Yeah, he writes that.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll talk to Lydia. You talk to Terry.
Why?
Because this is the green room. You're supposed to be schmoozing with your fellow guests.
But I don't know how to schmooze. I do know how to stand awkwardly by trays of cheese turnovers, though, so I think I'll continue doing that for a bit. Oh, God, he's coming over.
Who?
Terry Moon. I don't want to talk to him. He's an absolute comedy bore. He writes long, analytical blogs about comedy writing that no one reads.
Oh, right. Well, I'm off then.
No.
Bye.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Terry, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, you're the man in the other room. Forgive me, I don't know your name.
Michael Spicer.
Ah, yes. I see you're a fellow silver badge wearer.
Yes. Is that supposed to signify something?
Silver badges for presenters, gold badges for nominees. Yes, I've been a silver badge wearer for 4 years running now, but a bit of an insult, really, considering the success of Too Many Flutes. I don't know why I keep coming back, to be honest.
The gluten-free sausage rolls? No. Awkward moment number one. Tick. Good. Nice to get a few in early.
There is a certain element of snobbery about these awards, don't you think? I mean, when they say comedy awards, do they mean mainstream comedy or do they mean liberal elite comedy?
I don't know, I suppose.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Mainstream comedy is seen by these organisers as being formulaic and safe, so therefore not deserving of an award. But what they need to understand is that shows like Too Many Flutes are enjoyed by millions of people all over the country because they create a communal feeling of safety through a particular kind of comedy that is reassuring and comfortable rather than...
Funny?
Edgy and groundbreaking. Don't you agree?
I don't care one way or the other. The whole time you've been talking, I've just been wondering what flavour of crisps are in that bowl behind you.
I mean, you understand where I'm coming from.
I do.
Yes, I've seen his sketches. He's very funny. But I honestly don't see much longevity in a character that just sits on a sofa and shouts at politicians.
Oh, you're doing him a disservice, Lydia. Michael is a great writer. In fact, I'd go further and say that his originality has made him the comedic voice of his generation.
It's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. Sorry. I told him in rehearsals to drop that line, but he wouldn't budge. I keep telling him he needs a script editor for this series, but does he listen to his pretend wife? No.
Anyway, I do enjoy his short-form comedy on social media, but I'm struggling to see how it could transfer to another medium.
Well, let Michael convince you otherwise. Have a meeting with him.
I thought you were his wife. You sound more like his agent.
Just for this evening, I'm both.
Has he ideas beyond short-form comedy, then?
Oh, plenty. Hundreds. Thousands.
Do you have any ideas beyond short-form comedy?
Oh, plenty. Hundreds. Thousands. Nope. None.
You see, the thing is, it's not until you've mastered long-form comedy that you can really call yourself a comedian, Michael. That's not to say I don't admire your approach to the art of short-form.
I wish this conversation was short-form.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening, Charlie.
Lovely to see you here. I hope you're having a nice time. Don't forget to have a bacon-wrapped king prawn in one of those little white spoons. It really makes you feel important.
Charlie,
I trust you've both got a few kind words prepared for Webber's tonight.
I have indeed.
Actually, I wanted to have a word with you about that.
What do you think of this? Good comedy is a lot like a cup of Webber's luxury hot chocolate. It's satisfying, reassuring, perfectly balanced, and you'll need to give it a good stir, otherwise you'll end up with a sludgy bit at the bottom.
Yes, that's funny.
Charlie, do you mind if I have a quiet word with you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
This won't take long, as I know you're very busy, but the thing is...
Is this about Webber's?
Yes, it is.
You're uncomfortable about saying something complimentary at the podium, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I am.
I understand.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
Mm. But I still need you to say something.
Oh.
The CEO of Webber's will be in the audience tonight, along with some other hot chocolate bigwigs. Until this evening, I didn't realise you could get bigwigs in hot chocolate.
Must make it difficult to drink.
That's a good joke.
Thank you.
There are rumours around in hot chocolate circles that Webber's are going to drop their sponsorship of the awards. We have to convince them to continue supporting us, otherwise, financially, we could be in a lot of trouble next year.
But...
What?
Well, it's just... Look, I'm sorry, but Webber's luxury hot chocolate is vile. It tastes of carpets.
Of course it's vile. All hot chocolate is vile, Michael. No one actually enjoys hot chocolate. It's the idea of hot chocolate people like. The truth is, no manufacturer has ever made a hot chocolate that is nicer than just eating a bar of chocolate. But it's a truth that no one speaks of, because society has ingrained in our collective psyche the belief that hot chocolate is a delicious and comforting beverage, despite the fact that there is absolutely no evidence to support this.
Oh, fair enough.
So you will say a few words?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Michael, it's Josephine.
Who?
Josephine.
Josephine Baker?
Josephine from work, Josephine.
Oh.
Why would you assume it was a dead cabaret entertainer from the 1920s calling you, rather than the woman whom you share an office with literally every day?
I'm sorry. It's just you've never called me before, ever.
No, well, this is important, and I think you ought to know about it.
What is it?
This new woman, Connie, who just joined the company last week.
Yes?
I've done some digging. She's a restructuring consultant. She's advising Adam on how to restructure the business. Now, before you fire
for Handel...
Oh, my
God, he's going to fire us.
Michael?
He's going to fire us all, especially me. He's going to fire me twice, just to be sure.
Michael, stop it. We have no idea what Connie is planning. However, I thought it important you should know.
I guess... Thank you.
Look, I know you and I haven't got off to the best start, but there are times in the workplace when you just need to look out for each other, and this is one of those times.
Thank you. But you'll be okay, surely? You've only just been promoted.
From what I'm hearing, no one is safe.
Oh, Lord. Well, I appreciate you letting me know, Josephine. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
By the way, apropos of nothing, if you were presenting an award at an awards ceremony and the event organiser asked you to say some nice words about the event sponsor but it went against your principles, what would you do?
Are they paying you?
No.
Then no.
Right. Okay. Well, that was simple.
I've got to go now. House of Games has just started. See you tomorrow.
I wish I was at home watching House of Games. Slumped on the sofa, glass of wine, big bowl of pasta on my chest. Hello?
Hello, Michael. It's Josephine.
Josephine from work?
No, it's Josephine Baker this time.
Right. Hello there. How can I help you?
I'm just phoning to say, will you please cut it out?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I wish I was eating pasta on my chest. Oh, I wish I didn't have to wear this suit. Oh, I wish I didn't have to say a few nice words about hot chocolate. Blah, blah, blah. Stop being a sad sack and pull yourself together. How many times in your life have you dreamed about being accepted as a comedian, as a performer, to be at an event like this?
Probably a lot.
12,443 times.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Embrace the moment, Michael. Embrace life. During my lifetime, not only did I break through numerous racial barriers to achieve the career I desired, but I was also awarded the Legion of Honor for my services to the French Resistance during World War II.
Well, I...
You're a white man in 21st century Britain who doesn't have to fight in any war, and you're still skulking in the corridor like a sad donkey.
Okay,
Get back in there. Do what you have to do. Say what you have to say. And don't let this opportunity pass you by.
Yes, yes, of course. You're right, Josephine. Thank you.
Not at all. I've got to go now. House of Games has just started.
Before the next award, I'd just like to pay tribute to Dame Nellie Kirkwood, who played the mother in my situation comedy, Too Many Flutes, and whom we said goodbye to earlier this year. Although, of course, none of us actually got the chance to say goodbye, as she was on her own when she rolled off the roof of her house in Coleshalton and fell into a builder's skip.
Oh, God, where am I? Here.
Okay. Good evening. Can I interest you in something that was in the sea this morning, but is now resting in this little white spoon?
No, thank you.
Are you okay, Michael? You look a little wretched.
Well, I'm roughly 5 minutes away from stepping up to that podium, and I still don't know what I'm going to say, Peter.
Well, that would explain why I'm here.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to keep summoning you when I'm having a bout of anxiety.
It's fine. I'm enjoying the variation. I feel a little like Mr. Ben.
How many people in this room know who I am? I mean, really, like 10? Nothing I say up there is going to work. Why did I say yes to this?
Now, come on. This is exactly what 1920s genre-defining entertainer Josephine Baker was talking about. This is nothing but self-indulgent pity partying. You've got to seize this opportunity. Make the most of your time up there.
Yes, 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 you're right.
I mean, this moment probably has more significance now than it did at the beginning of the evening.
What makes you say that?
Because of this business with Connie, you've really got to make every opportunity like this count in case you do lose your job.
Oh, my God, why did you say that? Now I'm even more nervous.
Sorry. Look, perhaps the best thing you can do now is just to pause and relax, take a dozen deep breaths.
And here to present the next award.
Okay, take one deep breath.
Right now.
Have a deep breath.
Please give a warm welcome from the room next door, which is a thing he does on the internet, Mr. Michael Spicer.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm famous on Twitter. Or in other words, not famous at all. Oh, Lord, a polite laugh, the most damning laugh of all.
It's an honour to be here. Contrary to popular opinion, I love awards and awards ceremonies. I'm a big fan of the Bad Sex Awards, actually, until I found out recently it was a literary award. 7 years I was sending in those tapes.
That was virtually the same polite laugh. It's the audio equivalent of being murdered with a spoon.
I remember, many years ago, watching the Webber's Comedy Awards on television as a teenager and thinking, one day I'm going to be up there. Not presenting an award, obviously, but winning one. No one dreams about presenting an award, do they?
Oh, my chuffing flip.
Of course, Webber's Comedy Awards isn't on television anymore.
Why bring that up?
Channel 4 cancelled the contract, didn't they? I don't know why. Probably because of that time Joanna Lumley dropped an award on her foot and said to Sorry, I didn't mean to. Good job this isn't on television anymore, isn't it?
Oh, that's it, Bumpelstiltskin. You're going to have to mention the hot chocolate. Rescue this now and mention the hot chocolate.
Despite this, of course, Webber's luxury hot chocolate remains a loyal and committed supporter. They've been sponsoring this ceremony for over 10 years now, and I think we all owe them a toast for their unwavering support of the British comedy scene, as well as their consistently well-regarded hot chocolate. I don't have a drink to toast, so I'll just hold up my pen.
You're holding up a pen. Yes. No one else is there charging their glasses, and you're holding up a pen.
Right, sorry, I'm a bit nervous, all over the place at the moment. I've just had a rather worrying call from a colleague at work, actually.
What?
They've brought this woman in, you see. Connie, her name is.
Are you saying all this right now, or are you...
She's a restructuring consultant. I mean, we all know what that means, right? Right. It means my days are numbered. The irony, of course, is my days are numbered at a job I don't want. But that's not good news. No, that's bad news. It's terrifying news, actually. Because so far, my comedy career has earned me nothing. £0. I can't walk away from a well-paid, full-time job for £0, can I? But that's life, isn't it? That's the dilemma of a creative person who can't be creative for a living. You work 9 to 5 all week and you find you're
too tired to devote a little bit of time to that one project you've been working on, which, although reaps no financial rewards whatsoever, does momentarily breathe new life into your brittle, tortured soul. The nominees for Best Male Performance in a Comedy Film are... Alfie Buttons for You're Having a Laugh. Oh dear me, I'm so sorry. I'm not feeling particularly well, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain calm. It would appear that Michael Spicer has just exploded. Bear with us for around 5 or 10 minutes while we extinguish the small fire that his spontaneous combustion has caused. Better make that 15 minutes while we mop up the stage too. In fact, why don't we all take a break, huh? Go to the bar, get a drink, get a box of Maltesers or something, and we should be ready to go again at about 9:20. Thank you. Ooh, nearly went over his big...
I thought that went really well.
Hmm.
Didn't you?
Well, I thought my speech could have been a bit...
It was fine. You got a few laughs, you mentioned the hot chocolate. Job done.
Right. I must admit, I don't really remember everything I said. Did I mention Joanna Lumley saying...
No.
Are you sure?
I think I would have remembered if you'd said... to 850 people.
OK. Right. So maybe I didn't mention restructuring at the company then.
Restructuring at what company? At your company?
I didn't get a chance to tell you because you were so busy with that TV producer Lydia, but Josephine called me this evening. They've brought in a consultant.
Oh, well, I wouldn't jump to any conclusions.
I've already jumped to 27.
Look, I've worked at companies that have gone through restructuring, and there are a number of things you can do to help avoid the chop. I'll prep you. Don't worry about it.
OK. Thank you, dear. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, that reminds me. Here.
What's this?
Lydia's business card. She wants you to give her a ring to discuss some other TV ideas.
Well, seriously?
You've got to remember that feeling uncomfortable at award ceremonies shouldn't curtail your ambitions, Michael. All social situations make you feel uncomfortable. I mean, for goodness sake, you get restless at the hairdressers. You walk round the block before you walk through the door. You practice banter in the bathroom mirror. So take the card and see what happens.
I don't know what to say.
Well, how about, would you like to be my manager full-time, Roberta?
Really?
Why not?
Well, because I can't pay you anything and you wouldn't be able to quit your other full-time job.
Yeah, that is a snag. But if you agreed, it would make an excellent tease into next week's episode.
Roberta, I can't make a decision as transformative as this just because it's an excellent tease into next week's episode.
No, guess you're right. Oh, well, maybe one day.
Of course, one day.
Too many flutes would have ended on a tease.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
It wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
What exactly is too many flutes? Anyway... Is it a metaphor? Is it a callback to something? Are there literally too many flutes in each episode? I just don't know what that means.
I'll just let it go. It's just about flutes.